Okay, today we're going to do Daf Lamed Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding toward the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, third to last line, last word on the line. So says the Gemara, Amrlu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankri. Rav Huna used to tell the merchants who would sell all these different things in order to make money that they would buy hadasim from Goyim and they would sell them to Jews, and he would tell them, listen, Kizavnisu Asa, when you buy hadasim from non-Jews in order to sell them to Jewish people, because Jewish people are going to want these hadasim to be mekayim, the mitzvah of dalin minim. So when you're involved in this trade, you're involved in this purchase, lo tigzuzu atun. You need to be makpid about something. Don't cut the hadasim from the ground yourself. Elulgzua inhu. Let the ovdei kochavim be the ones to cut the hadasim from the ground. V'yahavluchu, and let them then give it to you. My time. Why? What's gained from that? Because tam ovdei kochavim gazlanei arasan inhu. Your typical ovdei kochavim is assumed to be someone who has stolen land, and therefore the karka that these hadasim grew in, we assume, is land that was stolen from a Jew. But here's the problem. The karka in an exelus. The halacha is that karka is not, it does not leave the rishus of the original owner when you steal it. It does not belong to the gazlan with yayush or shini rishus. There is no shini rishus. See, by metaltalim, the gazlan can become the owner of the metaltalim, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of lachem. But but when it comes to karka, karka can never be stolen in the sense that the guy who stole it can never become the owner. So it would turn out that if you guys cut the hadasim from the ground, it's not the Nachri who stole it and is motzi the hadasim to Rishus Yisrael. You're the one stealing the hadasim, because by cutting it from the ground, detaching it from the ground, you're taking it out directly from Rishus Yisrael, because it's metaltalin. And even if Yeyush alone can be kona, the hadasim would still be possible because it's a mitzvah ba'aveira. Hilkach l'gzizua inhu. Therefore, let the goyim be the ones to do the cutting of the hadasim from the ground, they'll be the gazlanim, and you'll take it from them. That way, the original owner will give up hope when it's still in the hands of the guy, because the bailim was ready miyaish from all the peros of this field. And then the shina rishus will happen when it goes into your hands, and the yeush and shina rishus are kona, so that's not going to be a problem of mitzvah ba'avera, because you're ready kona the hadas before the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, why does Rav Huna tell the Avankari not to cut the hadasim themselves? Sof, ki gazu Avankari, even if the Avankari themselves would cut the hadasim, lahavi yeish bailim biyadayu, let it be considered that there's yeush while it's in the hands of the Avankari, because at the time that they cut the hadasim from the ground, the yeush is chal on the hadasim while it's in their hands, vishinay rishus biyadan. And when we take when we buy it from the Avankari, so then it's a shina rishus, and yeish and shina rishus is kona, and it's not going to be a problem of mitzvah babavero, because we're not the ones that stole it. The Avankari are the ones that stole it. So what would be the psul in dalin minim? Gemara says, Otsricha ba'oshana davankari gufayu. Remember, the Avankari are Jewish. They're going to need dalin minim also. So enochinami, as far as what they sell, it will be fine even if they cut it directly from the ground. But since they're going to want to be yotze the mitzvah, they're going to keep some adasim for themselves. So as far as the adasim that they keep for themselves, that's taka going to be a problem if they don't have the goyim do the cutting of the hadasim from the ground. So Gemara says, well, wait, even if the Avankari, the Jewish Avankari, will cut them the hadasim themselves, they should still be able to be yotzei the mitzvah with it, even without a shina rishus, because v'lekenu yuha b'shina maisa. Why don't we assume the Avankari become the owners of the hadasim through a shina maisa, that when they bind up the hadasim with the luv and the arava, the maisa egid is a shina in the hadas, and a shina maisa, you could be kona through a shina maisa. So kasavar lulav ein tzarech eged. Rav Huna works with the assumption that maker adin, you don't have to be ma'agid the lulav with the hadasim and the aravos. You could take them even when they're not agud. So v'im timtzi lomar lulav tzarech eged shinu echaz lubriyasahu. And even if you assume that a lulav tzarech eged, that you need to bind it all together, even that's not considered a significant enough shinu meisa, because you could always untie it afterwards and it will go back to the way it was before. V'shinu echaz lubriyasahu lo shmei shinu. And any shinu that you do that could just reverse itself is not considered a real shinui. So, frankly, Maravilikanuya b'shinui Hashem. Why aren't the Avankari, who are Jews, Kona the Hadassim, with the shinui Hashem? That just like a shinui Rishus and a shinui Maisa could be Kona together with Yeush, so could a shinui Hashem and Dimei Kara Havale Asa, because originally all it was called was a Hadas, but Vahashta, now that you've put it as part of a Lulav Hoshana, it's called Hoshana. So, Gemara says, Mei Karanami La Asa Hoshana Kariluhu. No, even originally, they used to call an Asa a Hoshana. So it wasn't really a Shinoi Hashem over here that that actually took place. So on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, well, we'll start already. Main points over here that we just learned today is, number one, that Rav Huna advised that the Hadas salesman should let the Goyim cut their Hadasim to cause a Yeush Bailim Mishino Rishus. The Hadasim they would sell had a Shinoi Rishus anyway, but at least for their own Hadasim, it would cause a Yeush Bailim Mishino Rishus. Then we learned that the Shinoi Maisa won't make a kinyan on the Hadassim either, because either ain't tzarech eged, or even if tzarech eged, it's a reversible shinui. And a reversible shinui is not called the Shinoi Maisa. Then we learned that a Shinoi Hashem doesn't work on the Hadass, because its name never really changes. It was always called the same thing before and afterwards. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph.